Here at World Dairy Expo, I stopped by the Novus booth to get an update, first of all, on the cows program. I went to the kickoff of that earlier this year. It was back in March out in Reno. And now I'm speaking with Robin Rustani, who is a dairy technical manager with Novus. And Robin, can you give us an update on the cows program? How's it worked out?
So far, we've done about probably 30 additional assessments on top of the initial benchmark. So about 150 assessments. Quite a few of those have been in the Northeast, and some of those were even reassessments off of the initial benchmarks. So it's been going great, seeing huge improvements on those that have gotten reassessed. And it varies from farm to farm as to what they implemented. In some cases, a gentleman went with Jersey cows because his stalls were too big. And he said, I can't change the barn. So I'm going to get Jersey cows and crossbred animals that'll fit better. In other cases, it was as simple as taking out some brisket boards or changing the neck rail placement or bedding material. So it's been different farm to farm, but it's definitely had an impact on improving cow comfort and lameness.
Give us a review again. COWS is actually an acronym. What does it mean?
So the C stands for cow comfort. The O is for oxidative balance, which is a kind of a fancy word for the stress that the cow's under. And then W is well-being, the well-being of the animal again. And S is for sustainability. And there we're looking more at the profitability of the farm and it being able to sustain itself long-term.
And tell us again, give us a background of what the program actually does.
Okay, so we have two master's level employees. They were trained at the University of British Columbia that go out and do an assessment, an on-farm assessment. They put loggers on these animals and measure real lying time. They get a measurement every minute for 3 consecutive days. So quite a few time points there and actual measures of how much the cows are lying down. On top of that, they'll do they'll look at their knees to see whether they're swollen or not. Hock measurements to see if there are lesions or any rubbing, as well as gait scoring. We're looking at 6 different aspects of gait scoring, so not just whether or not they have a back arch, but whether or not they have a limp and how they're tracking, as well as a number of management factors that play into that so that they can then move on from there and see where they are relative to their peers and make some changes to their operation if they need to.
What is the ultimate goal of the program then?
So the goal of the program would be to really improve their operation and remove some of those limitations to production. Many times the nutritionist is putting the best feed in front of them that they can, but they may not be able to attain a certain level of production just because there are limitations there. So we're trying to remove that and help the cows be more comfortable and achieve a higher level of production and hopefully sustainability in the industry.
When you launched the program, you also launched a website where people could go and find out more about it, right?
Yes, that's www.novuscows.com, and all the information on our cows program as well as different aspects of cow comfort are there as well.
Well, let's turn to a different topic. We have one of the things you're talking to dairy producers about here at World Dairy Expo is bio-optimized program. Tell me about that.
So that's our new name for our chelated trace minerals. So they're bio-optimized chelated trace minerals, and that encompasses our Mintrex minerals as well as our MAC line. And what we're talking about there is a chelate is a Latin name for claw, and so that's the chemical form that these minerals are in. So it's actually grabbing onto the metal and keeping it in a very protected form, so it doesn't come in contact with many of the antagonisms in the diet or the water, and then it can get to the site of absorption. Essentially, minerals, they're all the same. You know, zinc is zinc, but it needs to get absorbed in the animal. So we want to get it to the site of absorption in the small intestine. Once it's absorbed, zinc is zinc in the animal. So just getting that to the site of absorption is what we're looking at.
So what kind of response are you getting from dairy producers that you talk to them about?
There's a lot of noise out there in the industry. A lot of people, they're all organic trace minerals, and a lot of people think that, you know, an organic trace mineral is better than inorganic, which is right, but there's a lot of variation there within the group, and I think for a long time there's been a misconception that they're all on a level playing field. These chelated trace minerals really perform better than many of the other classes of minerals. We do have a new definition from AFCO, which was just awarded to us or agreed upon the end of July by the Ingredient Definitions Committee, so that Mintrex is truly a chelate according to its definition now.
A few years ago, Novus was brand new here in the dairy industry. World Dairy Expo is the first time you exhibited. That was just like 4 years ago, maybe. You're really getting to be a little bit more known by the industry out here. So it's not so much who are you anymore. You're getting a lot more response from the producers who actually know who you are, right? Yep.
That's absolutely right. I've only been with the company 7 months, but I mean, you can see at least a lot more name recognition. Sometimes they know the products. They don't necessarily know that they're attached to Nova. So we're trying to do a better job of being more visible and being open to them and actually providing services that they need and tools that resonate with them as opposed to what we'd like to think they need. So we're listening more and trying to open up to what the industry needs.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, or have we covered enough?
I think that's it. We have a website, novuscows.com, as well as novusint.com. You can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. We're novusint on Twitter.
Thank you very much. Here at World Dairy Expo at the Novus booth, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.